Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Hey, welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful that you're listening to us again from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is Ro Crosby. She is the founder, president, and CEO of Tarot International. And we're going to be talking about something that is extremely timely during this time of the year, and that would be the simple word of gratitude. Ro, welcome. Good to have you here.
Pleasure to be here, Michael.
You know, this is, tis the season, so to speak, and the Canadian Thanksgiving was just back in October, early October, and the U.S. Thanksgiving, a perfect time to talk about gratitude.
It is a perfect time to talk about gratitude. The celebration of the harvest and Thanksgiving is celebrated across the globe.
Yeah.
And by all religions and all people.
But how does this impact business?
Well, that's what we'll talk a little bit
Good.
About today.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice that we've got an occasion once a year to stop and think about what are we grateful for, and wouldn't that be great if we did that all the time? And most of us know the benefits of gratitude in our personal lives with our family and friends, but is there a workplace benefit to gratitude? And it turns out that there is. And I thought we might talk about that. You know, how do we express gratitude in the workplace, whether it's to our colleagues or to our clients? What are some methods for doing
sure.
that? And then I thought it might be fun to talk about the benefits to the person who's expressing the gratitude, because there's some fascinating research on that.
And it makes you feel so much better about everything.
It totally does, yeah. And I've actually got some research
Good.
On that
All
for
right,
you.
Here we go. Let's do it.
So where would you like to start?
I'd like to start workplace gratitude.
Okay.
Because I think that so many times we fail at actually recognizing and appreciating not only the work, but the other person's identity.
Yes, and their humanity.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so true. And so hopefully one of the takeaways for our listeners here is to put some intentionality around it. And all of us could benefit by just thinking about over the course of a day.
Yes.
How many things are we grateful for? How many times does something happen that is just nice and we completely overlook it? And could we maybe in small and large ways acknowledge it with a word of thanks or a gesture of thanks? Or one of the best things we can do is the written thank you note. People carry those around forever.
Yes, you know, because it's so strange
thing.
To get.
We especially now in this time where everything is digital. Email thanks can be great because you can copy other people on it, and so you can spread the love when it comes to giving gratitude, but the handwritten thank you note's a real big deal.
Yes, yes, agreed.
And so some research on this, Dr. P.M. Forney from Johns Hopkins, he leads their civility initiative. They've actually documented that showing gratitude in the workplace, so if we treat everybody with politeness and civility, lowers stress, lowers absenteeism, and improves morale. Just by being polite to the people that we work with. And something as simple as who wiped up around the sink in the kitchen?
Thank you.
Yes. If we can do those kind of thank yous, it's a really big deal.
And all of that. And we've all heard horror stories about toxic work environments. But if we inject a bit of gratitude, that can help that business grow.
It totally helps that business grow. And it gets to the heart of the humanity to separate the person from their behaviors and just thank the human being. Even if they're having some performance issue, it doesn't mean we can't show gratitude and politeness to the human being.
Right.
Another thing before we move on to the benefits to the person who's showing the gratitude, couple of points. Forget the 24-hour rule you've heard about. So sending thank you notes. I know moms always said you have to send a note of gratitude within 24 hours if somebody had you over or did something nice for you. I would invite everyone during this time of Thanksgiving to reflect on the people in your life that have had a big impact on you. So it may be a teacher, it might be a coach, it might be that school bus driver that smiles at your kid every morning. And take the time to write that note now. You might be writing a note to someone who you haven't seen for 20 years. And then imagine how that note is going to be received. Oh, yeah. If you can go back and find that coach or that teacher that had a wonderful impact on your life.
Again, you know, I think that sometimes there are cameras in my office, but I'm a big fan of this. Mm-hmm. And as you probably know.
Yes.
I went so far as to have personalized cards made that I send.
I've received some of them.
Yes, you have. and I think it's impactful because, as you said, when you're thanking someone for something, whatever it happens to be, or at least recognizing them, and the kindness to, especially people who have been there in the past, that is impactful, and not only to the person, but also to the person that's writing the card.
It has a benefit to everyone.
Yeah.
A couple of other things at this time of Thanksgiving, I know here at Tarot, we don't observe any religious holidays because we do so much cross-cultural work. So Thanksgiving is the time that we like to go out and thank our clients. And every year we sort of wrestle with how to do this because companies often can't accept gifts anymore. We used to send baskets that could go in the break room and then people could share. They've told us, please don't do that. We've got gifting policies. We're not able to do that. So a nice way to get around it and still express gratitude is to make a donation to the local food bank in honor of the organization.
Mm.
That's where they're donating the basket to anyway. So
sure.
There are ways if we want to go beyond just the written thank you note and do something tangible, but we do have to be careful of what gifting policies are and how much
no
we're
idea.
Spending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, for sure. That's definitely a thing. The other thing I would encourage people to start thinking about is their use of social media. So many terrible things on social media. It is a wonderful vehicle for gratitude.
It is.
So if you like what your the new feature on your device, broadcast that on social media. You can't get to the person who invented whatever feature is on your car that you just are enchanted with. But what a wonderful way to blast out to large groups of people your gratitude to whoever did that.
Yeah, that's another thing. I was at, recently I was with Akeo Abdul-Samad, who happens to be a House member for the Iowa legislature.
He's remarkable.
He is remarkable. And we were talking about violence, and we were talking about violence with young people.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, one of the, you know, it's not the kid, it's how they're raised that is a problem. But it's also social media. And he said, why not spend the time on social media posting things of goodness?
Yes.
Rather than hate speech. And you'd be surprised how that impacts you, but also if you've got 15, 16, 2,000 followers, how that impacts them as well.
Oh, yes. It spreads the good news. What a wonderful use of social media if we all could start using it for that purpose. And we've touched on the other side of it. What does expressing gratitude do for the person who's expressing the gratitude? And do you know Joey Beach?
I think so.
Yes. Yeah, so
it's a she, yes.
Yes. And she lives up in Ankeny. She's recently joined our training team. We're just so glad to have her on board. She's also an author and a speaker on.
That's how I know her. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. She wrote a book called Girl's Guide to Personal Finance. And we were talking about gratitude the other day. And so she said, because there's a belief that with money comes happiness, right? Yeah. You know? And she said, I tried to get this quote right. If you have lots of money and it's not making you happy, you're not doing it right. And so we talked a little bit about it. What she meant was the money that we have, when it makes us happy, it's when we give it away. So I went online and did some research, and she's exactly right. And there does appear to be a relationship between what they call non-materialism and well-being. And so getting more and more wealth and more material goods actually doesn't lead to happiness. Mm. And we all know people that are fabulously wealthy,
sure,
that are not the happiest people in the world. Giving that wealth away actually does lead to happiness. So being generous is good for our health and well-being. That goes beyond just money, too. So, of course, we need to make sure our own financial needs,
sure,
are met. But instead of buying something that we don't need, if we give some money away, it improves our health. Let me see if I can find what they compared it to. Oh, here. This is volunteering, so giving away the gift of your time. Volunteering. People that practice volunteering have better psychological and mental health. They live longer. And the benefits of volunteering have been found to be greater than taking up exercise, attending religious services, and even greater than giving up smoking.
Really?
Yes. Volunteering
is just simply good for
your health.
Oh, my.
And that's an extension of this gratitude. It's a generosity spirit. The other thing that they found, this was a different study, when people were given money, they gained more well-being if they gave it to someone else.
There are. And my device often tells me how much screen time I've spent.
Oh, I know it tells you that all the time.
Right?
Yeah.
Your screen time is up 20% this way. Well, yes. So what I enjoy watching, this is crazy, I'm telling it myself, I love the videos or the reels about Siberian Huskies. I think that they're so fun to watch.
They bring you happiness.
They bring me happiness. Dogs do anyway. But the other thing is there's several people out there that seek out individuals to give them money, to strangers. And they'll hand a rose to somebody with a little note, and if that's accepted, they say, why did you do that? And I just want to make your life better, and they'll give them $500. I mean, these kinds of things are so enlightening and also so positive at the same time.
Absolutely. Well, and that's that whole concept of paying it forward.
Yes.
You often hear some people say, I'll pay you back. And the giver generally says, no, don't pay me back. Pay it forward. What I've done for you, do it for someone else.
Amen.
And it's contagious in the same way we talked about how social media can be. So during this time of Thanksgiving, let's encourage everyone to just become conscious and become intentional about expressing gratitude and showing generosity for all of the things that happen in our life, big and small.
And none of this costs you anything.
It really doesn't have to. Yeah, you know, you can make a generous donation to a charity, and
sure,
that's great, but it doesn't have to.
Yeah, I mean, volunteering, you just mentioned that. I mean, who out there in these nonprofits doesn't need more help?
Exactly.
And
And before we went on air, you were sharing a story of just saying nice words to somebody who worked in a store,
right,
that you recognized, and you know you uplifted his day just by recognizing him, telling him you missed him from another store, and using his name.
Yeah. All of those things don't actually take any more time, and you feel pretty good about doing it at the same time. But it's not for me. It's actually paying attention and being in the moment.
Yes, and it's good for everybody's health.
It is. Roe Crosby, ladies and gentlemen, the founder, president, and CEO of Tarot International. I always learn so much from our conversations, and I thank you for doing this.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
The voice of Roe Crosby from Tarot International. What a great reminder for the holiday season, to be able to reach out and make someone else's day even more bright. And it happens at work, it can happen in your personal life, and we've just given you loads of ways in which you can make that happen. Good stuff, not only for the holidays, but all year long. And that's a wrap for today's edition of Insight on Business, the News Headlines. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Roe Crosby, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.